This is Akashvani, the news read by Kiran Jha. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his Croatian counterpart Andrej Plenković held delegation-level talks in Zagreb yesterday. In the presence of both leaders, India and Croatia signed 4 memorandums of understanding MOUs, marking a significant step forward in bilateral ties during the first ever visit by an Indian Prime Minister to Croatia. The first MOU focuses on cooperation in the field of agriculture and allied sectors. The second is a general framework agreement for cooperation for the years 2026-2030. The third MOU outlines a program of cooperation in science and technology between the Ministry of Science, Education and Youth of Croatia and India's Ministry of Science and Technology for the period 2025-29. The fourth agreement, signed between the Indian Council for Cultural Relations, ICCR, and the University of Zagreb, establishes an ICCR chair of Hindi at the university. Following the delegation-level talks in Banski Dvori, both leaders issued a joint press statement. Prime Minister Modi emphasized shared global concerns and outlined key areas for deepening bilateral cooperation between India and Croatia. He underscored the importance of peaceful conflict resolution, stating whether in Europe or Asia, solutions cannot be found on the battlefield. Dialogue and diplomacy are the two only viable paths forward. He also stressed the importance of respecting the sovereignty and territorial integrity of all nations.
Bharat, Croatia, Loktantra, rule of law, pluralism, और इक्वलिटी जैसे साझा मूल्यों से जुड़े हैं ये सुखद संयोग है कि पिछले वर्ष भारत के लोगों ने मुझे और क्रोएशिया के लोगों ने प्रधानमंत्री आंद्रे जी को लगातार तीसरी बार सेवा करने का अवसर दिया है इस जनविश्वास के साथ हमने अपने तीसरे कार्यकाल में अपने द्विपक्षीय संबंधों को 3 गुना गति देने का निर्णय लिया है
The two leaders agreed to expand bilateral trade and build reliable supply chains. Prime Minister Modi announced enhanced cooperation in a range of areas, including pharmaceuticals, agriculture, information technology, clean and digital technologies, renewable energy and semiconductors. In the defense sector, both countries will formulate a long-term defense cooperation plan, focusing on joint training, military exchanges and collaboration between their defense industries. The Election Commission has decided to fast-track electors' photo identity card, EPICs, delivery to the electors. Now the electors will get EPICs within 15 days of update in the electoral rolls. The Commission has introduced a new standard operating procedure enabling the fast delivery of EPICs, including new enrollment of an elector or change in any particulars of an existing elector. India has launched Operation Sindhu to evacuate Indian nationals from Iran in view of a deteriorating situation due to ongoing conflict between Iran and Israel. Indian nationals in Iran have been advised to stay in touch with the Indian embassy in Tehran through its emergency helpline and with the 24/7 control room established by the Ministry of External Affairs. The emergency helpline numbers of Embassy of India in Tehran are 9891-2810-9115 and 9891-2810-9109. The confrontation between Israel and Iran has entered its sixth day with continued missile exchanges and airstrikes, fueling fears of a wider regional conflict. Explosions rocked Tehran as Israel claimed attacks on centrifuge and weapons production sites in Iran. On the other hand, Iran's supreme leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei warned that any U.S. strikes against Iran will have serious and irreparable consequences. Desi Un, an animation film by filmmaker Suresh Ariyat, has brought international acclaim to Indian animation by winning the Jury Award for Best Commissioned Film at the Annecy International Animation Film Festival in France. And that is the end of the news bulletin.